sometimes we have way too many choices.
Uncertainty can be very problematic for our brain.
Make the future very vivid and specific for people.
The analogy there is kind of like that they become a diamond.
Hi, this is the Insights Panel podcast from Bright House Financial, a podcast for financial professionals about retirement planning, bringing you leading insights from leading experts to help you stay ahead of the curve and have more productive conversations with your clients. My name is Amy He, and on this episode, we're asking what clients really need for retirement and how we can help them get it. Retirement is one of the most radical changes we can make in our lives when we move from being a net accumulator to a net spender. This episode, we ask how, in an increasingly unpredictable world, we can help clients achieve financial security in retirement and enjoy the lifestyle they want to lead. And here to give us their expert insights, we have Mark Zinder, consultant and advisor coach, Jay Moreland, client behavior coach and author of The Emotional Investor, and futurists and trend consultants at The Future Hunters, Erica Orange and Jared Wiener. But first, I spoke to behavioral economist Dan Goldstein, and I asked him, how much do people's needs change as they approach retirement?
So things get real, things get more specific. People have to face realities. When things are far away, we tend to think about everything's going to be fine. And then when it gets close, you realize, oh my goodness, I've got healthcare, which is more expensive than I thought it was going to be. I've got rent. I've got partner healthcare. I've got my parents' healthcare. I've got my siblings' healthcare. I've got automotive. I've got all of the things I wanted to do in life, and I didn't take those into account. So I think in order to help people think about it, what you need to do as an advisor is you need to speak in concrete terms like monthly income and monthly expenses. When we're talking in those terms, then it becomes easy for people to estimate all of the things that they might spend money on. And of course, you know, you as the advisor can guide them in thinking about those things because you've done this before and you know what people spend on. But what the big change with when retirement starts is that everything becomes real, everything becomes estimable, everything becomes concrete. And this makes people concerned, but it's also the same thing that makes people concerned is the thing that helps alleviate the concern. Because once things are concrete and they're estimable and they're enumerable, you as the advisor can work with them to figure out whether they're in a good shape to meet those goals or not.
What do you think advisors can actually do to help clients get more concrete?
Right. So advisors' role, I think, is to be simulators of the future, make the future very vivid and specific for people. And by doing that, they can get people to engage more. They can get people to make better decisions. So $100,000 sounds like a lot of money. It's vague. It sounds like something you could stretch and get by with. But when you make that more specific and you think about what $100,000 means in terms of a monthly income, then that's much more real and that's much more specific, and it leads to different behaviors. So my colleagues Hal Hirschfield and Shlomo Bernardzi and I have done research where we gave people, you know, vague amounts of money in the future, like $100,000 at retirement. And we gave other people basically the same amount of money according to our calculations as an annuity, say $500 per month in retirement. And we found that when you phrased it as a monthly annuity, people thought $500 a month sounds much worse than $100,000 lump sum. And because it sounds much worse, people expressed an interest to save more for retirement and do more to secure their own retirement because they realized in those specific terms that everything wouldn't be okay just leaving it alone. So I think it's important for advisors to make the future very specific so that people will take actions to guarantee that they'll have some inadequate amount of money in retirement. I like to also help encourage advisors to focus on people's goals and not investment products. So when you go out and you're thinking about saving for the future, you're thinking about investing, often the world just presents you with products. They say, well, there's this fund, there's that fund, there's this expense ratio, there's that expense ratio. And why should we really care about what the products are? What we care about are the outcomes. We care about how much wealth we're going to have in the future and with what probability. And so I think one thing the advisor can do to help simulate the future is help make it clear to people what the different outcomes they're going to be facing with the amount of money that they want to save today, not what the different features of the investment products are that they could buy today. When you make it in terms of outcomes, in terms of dollars per month in the future, then people can start to plan. They can think this either fits my needs or it doesn't fit my needs.
That was Dan Goldstein on how we can help clients get specific about their needs for retirement. I wanted to know if clients actually understand how much money they'll have to save in order to meet their needs in retirement. So I talked to two members of our Insights panel who know all about working with clients, advisor coach Mark Zinder and client behavior coach Jay Moreland. Here's Mark first.
Well, I'll jump on that one real quick, because what a lot of people don't realize is how much you will need for medical expenses. And I know a recent study was just done and said the average couple retiring today will need roughly $275,000 just to meet their medical expenses. Then you also need to throw in Medicare premiums, surcharges, supplemental coverage, dental and vision, and now you're approaching close to $500,000.
That's incredible. I don't think most people are even thinking about that. I certainly didn't know that. It's really what all of us need, but definitely retirees, and that is the sense of security. We need some sort of security.
How do you think financial advisors can help their clients achieve the security that they need?
What we want is we want to be certain that we're making the right decision, right? So uncertainty can be very problematic for our brain. It can drive a lot of emotion, negative emotion, anxiety, and really get the amygdala going, which causes us to make irrational choices.
And Jay, you mentioned choice, and sometimes we have way too many choices.
Right.
And an example is I went shopping with my daughter this weekend, and she was just looking for a pair of jeans. And so the person came to help, and they went, well, do you want straight legs, boot cut, or flare? You know, do you want a loose fit, skinny fit, or relaxed fit? Mm-hmm. Do you want above the hip or below the hip? Do you want stonewashed, ripped, or faded? And it's kind of like, oh, my gosh, you know. And today, sometimes you have too many choices. And so do you know how many pairs of jeans we walked out with that day? None.
Zero.
Yeah. No, there were too many choices.
Why we can become deer in headlights is because whether we acknowledge it or not, we really want to avoid regret. And the more choices that are out there, think about this. If we have 15 choices versus 5, we have 15 choices, we have a 14 out of 15 odds that we pick the wrong one or the suboptimal one. So what'll happen is we might buy it or consume it and then think about, well, I wonder what I was missing on the other side. And when it comes to investment products that are out there, I think the number of investment products generally you'd think are very positive. Certainly they are for the marketplace, because that can create competition, drive down prices, make companies really compete for your business. But for the individual investor, you know, I mean, how many people have a 401k where they have 12 investment options and so they put 1/12 in every single one because they don't know what they're doing, or they just keep it in cash because they're afraid of making the wrong decision? There's lots of studies that show that they do either one of those. What they don't do is they don't optimize it. And so that's where, when it comes to a lot of choices, I think the advisor can do a significant value to the client by sifting through everything. Now, the problem is it takes time to do that. And, you know, is the advisor going to be willing to sift through the products and that suit that client's goals, needs, and values, and offer them 2 or 3? I'm not suggesting the advisor just make the decision for them, because people like to make their own decisions. But rather than saying, hey, we've got 10 different investments, I want you to look over each one, filtering it out and maybe presenting 2 or 3 options along with a very simple pro-con list for each one. As the advisor demonstrates and provides a simple way to analyze things where the investor doesn't have to think that much, it's just very clear, I think that it's really going to improve the investor experience and certainly enhance the value of that advisor.
That was Jay Moreland and Mark Zinder on helping clients cut through the noise. Now, lots of financial advisors rely on market research to learn more about the needs of their clients. So I asked futurists Jared Wiener and Erica Orange how they see this tool evolving in the future.
there's a concept that we talk about called diamonding. Diamonding effectively is the idea that the longer someone is alive, the more time they've spent on Earth, the more unique they actually become. And so we equate them, the analogy there is kind of like that they become a diamond. There's no two that are exactly alike. The tragedy of market research today and segmentation is that we basically take everyone 55 and over or 65 and over and we lump them into one cohort. If you're a good company from a marketing perspective, you might see anywhere between 2 and maybe 5 to 10 segments within that. But generally speaking, we put them in one lump. So the challenge, but the opportunity then for a financial advisor is to be really, really responsive to what the individual needs are and the preferences are of that consumer. And so the good financial advisors will pay close attention to that and will be recognized for it.
Yeah, it's essentially like mass customization on steroids, because when we look at the whole nature of very precise and targeted segmentation, when it boils down to it, to really peel back those layers and understand who that person is, a lot of it really does come down to data.
We've done a lot of work in the retirement space, and it's something that I think even today in 2017, not enough people and not enough companies are really paying attention to. This is a very, very specialized market, a very specialized audience.
We can't just pigeonhole someone based on what we think we know about them. We might look at their backgrounds, their income levels, the jobs that they had, their families, and think that we know who they are. But we don't. For the role of the advisor, it's really getting to that kind of nitty-gritty of who that person is on a truly individual level.
And you are going to use the data that you have at your disposal and everything that you're hearing from them to customize what is really a refined approach to retirement planning.
That was Erica and Jared with Diamonding and the hyper-customization of your client's needs. Thanks to them and thanks to our other experts, Dan Goldstein, Mark Zinder, and Jay Moreland. That's it for this episode from the Insights Panel podcast. And don't forget to join us for the next episode when we ask, what does it mean to be truly diversified? Don't forget, you can listen to our podcast on brighthousefinancialpro.com/insightspanel, or you can subscribe for free through any podcast app to receive new episodes direct to your mobile device. Stay ahead of the curve with the Insights Panel from Bright House Financial. This information is brought to you courtesy of Bright House Financial, Inc. The opinions expressed are those of the speakers, and the information presented is for educational purposes only. Speakers were compensated for their participation.